Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back. 7 o'clock hour. We're going to have Michael Lombardi join us at 8 o'clock this morning. He always brings it, and we'll take a look around the NFL. One thing about football that you just don't get in the other sports, especially for our profession, is just all the stories that come out from Bruce Arians and Antonio Brown to all of a sudden all those people are like, the league looks so stupid. Cam Newton's so good. Like, all you done, this is why all the rest of you are so stupid and the Patriots are so smart. Cam Newton, two right. Touchdowns, seven picks.
Right.
And all the other. All of a sudden, Mike McCarthy is like, what the hell has happened, man? I get this dream job, and the whole friggin' team hates me and is blaming me, and the guys aren't fighting for their quarterback after a cheap shot. And, I mean, they're blasting him. He's the wrong fit. So it's just always so many stories that come out with the real good teams to the real bad teams. And, of course, right now, as we go into what, week 8 now? Steelers, the only undefeated team at 6-0. The Jets, the only team without a win at 0-7, Trevor Lawrence pick. And five teams now with one loss. The Ravens, the Titans, the Chiefs, the Packers, and the Seahawks. So looks like there are going to be a lot of really, really good records. Anyway, we'll talk to him.
Joe, how about being a one-win team right now in Cincinnati, and you're 1-5-1, and right now if the draft happened today, you'd be picking seventh.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. There's a lot of bad teams, too. As much as we have your top-heavy with the teams you just talked about, it's really bottom-heavy bad also.
Who are the Jets? I know the Jets and Dolphins still have to play up there. The Jets, the way they're playing, I mean, you just can't score 10 points, 12 points. We shut them out, but you can't.
Do you see what their point differential is, the Jets?
No, I didn't even
look. They're at minus 118. The next closest team is the Cowboys at minus 67. Like, they just can't put anything on the board. They've scored 85 points all season. All season long, 85, giving up 203. Who are they beating, Joe?
I don't know, but honestly, I mean, our numbers weren't that bad down here, but he put up some bad numbers down here, too. Third right. down, points per game, a lot of bad numbers all tied together that equal not scoring enough points to win football games, even after jumping out on the Bills 10-0. The Bills didn't score a touchdown and kick a zillion field goals.
Jeez.
To
but to next win four, that game. The next four for the Jets, by the way, at Chiefs, home against the Patriots, at Chargers, home against the Dolphins.
Well, listen, Tua is not exactly getting a real easy first opponent here at Hard Rock Stadium last night. If you watched the Rams against the Bears, the Bears' O-line did not look very good. They gave up four sacks. They're only able to run the ball 17 times for 49 yards, less than a three-point average. They had zero offensive touchdowns. Their only touchdown came on a Bears defensive score, which seems to happen a lot. Nick Foles, two picks last night. Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey in the game were Jeez, pretty
really
damn
good. Right.
So the Rams really beat up on the Bears. It was 24-10, but wasn't that
close.
Could have
been a lot worse than that, right?
So anyway, now just you're kind of looking at that. I'm kind of, well, is the offensive line better the Dolphins' offensive line's better than the Bears right now, but Nick Foles has been around the league. He's won a Super Bowl. He's been on some different teams, and he didn't look great. He didn't have a whole of a lot of time to do anything, and now we're putting two out there for a first game. So I know every week is different. Last night was in L.A., and now it's going to be here, but that's I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea, but my expectations here in week one or for Tua, his first game, just make some good throws, man. Make some good reads and give your guys a chance. That's all. And get rid of the ball, man. It is no time to be holding it back. This is not Alabama where your guys are running deep post patterns and that nice clean pocket. So we'll be talking a lot about it. How many people did that last night watching Chicago and the L.A. Rams? Of course. And you were kind of going, all right, Dolphin, ooh, okay, Dolphin, all right. Where'd he line up? Okay, where's Aaron Donald? All right, inside, oh, one side, oh, the other side. So that was
But there wasn't a lot of one-on-one blocking with Aaron Donald last night. It was two-on-one, three-on-one almost all night long. It's crazy how they blocked that guy.
Well, you are not going to leave Solomon Kinley one-on-one against Aaron Donald unless it's a blitz and everybody's got to pick up one guy. If they do some blitzing, then that's going to change things a little bit. But I think they're just going to bring it, cover behind it, and they're going to bring it. So he's got to make split-second decisions. Why would you rush three or four and drop back guys, let him just dump passes off like 49ers did to him a couple weeks ago? I don't, you know, in the chess game that goes back and forth between a defensive coordinator and offensive coordinator, I just don't think they're gonna do that. But anyway, the other thing we were talking about, getting back to 6 o'clock hour, and I just told you guys during the break, I said, listen, man, when I listened to Coach Flores, I thought it was Don Shula. I just told you, and I said, Shoes wasn't real big on compliments either. He goes, let me tell you what a compliment looks like. A compliment is you're still on the team. That's a compliment. You're getting a check and you're still wearing that uniform.
It's very nice, yeah.
So if you're looking, I mean, honestly, like old school growing up was not real complimentary. I don't know how many times I've told you guys, I'm close to my dad, but my dad has never said, I love you, son. I know he does, but I'm still waiting. And I get him good now because I go, hey, dad, before I go, man, I love you. Back at you. Or something. Or he's on the way to like, oh, God, this is, my son's getting girly on me. I'm going to hang up here. What the hell was that about? So anyway, I get the Belichick and the Shulas and Coach Flores are old school guys.
You're just going to ignore it?
And you're on it. I'm just saying. It's a different time, man. You got to tell the kids you love them. You can't smack them as much. You can't go around and just go thumbs up. Nice job. You got to stroke them a little bit now, man. It's not the old days. Only Belichick can get away with that. And Shula in the old school day, old day, like, hey, Shoes, anything you're doing to me, my old man's already doing. You can't affect me. But today, man, can you imagine doing a press conference in 1980 going, my heart's broken?
No, no way.
My teammates would have killed me. Like, oh, bro, what was that bitch comment you made? Like, oh, man, really?
Can you imagine Woodley or Stroker coming into the locker room after a press conference if they were starting that week and they put Danny in to start and that was it? Like, my heart's broken. I know Danny's taking over and he's the young guy, but my heart's broken. And this, you know, can you imagine Woodley walking back into your locker room at that point?
I saw it happen to David. David just, he didn't say a word. He just smoked a pack of cigarettes, drank a couple cold beers. He didn't say, what was he going to say?
Right. His heart's broken.
No. But it's just a bad example because, like, Danny was, like, he was already better. Right. It was like, there was, like, he couldn't say, hey, what do you think about the move? Or, like, man, I got screwed. And, like, bro, you see how you've been playing? Mm. Like, you see how he plays when he comes in? Like, well, we've been watching you two throw next to each other for the last 2 months in camp and first couple of games. Let it go, bro. Go warm up. Start throwing to me more, man, in practice when the twos and threes get to play catch. Because, yeah. Anyway. Hey, we got all kinds of stuff to talk about here this morning. That Bruce Arians and Antonio Brown thing. A lot of people calling out Bruce Arians as he came out with a lot of different stuff yesterday. I thought was pretty interesting. We're all over coaches today, by the way. Bruce Arians, he says Antonio Brown has matured. Then he threw in he's an insurance policy. Mm. And I told him, no complaining about touches. There'll be no complaining about touches. Well, I'll tell you what. I guarantee you.
You better hope so, right?
I guarantee you that Bruce Arians, when he talked to Antonio Brown, Antonio Brown has never had so many rules and regulations. Like, he is never, like, he already knows he's on a short leash, right? It's the shortest leash you could get. I mean, you wouldn't give that leash that short to a pit bull. So I'm looking at it and I'm going, man, and he still signed. Like, he really wants to be with Tom Brady. Because he could have gone to Seattle, I think. I think Seattle wanted him. And it would have been pretty loose, right? Loose up there. But he's clearly, in my opinion, he's going to clearly be the third receiver.
Like, well, whatever team, whether it was Tampa Bay or Seattle, he's going there to be the number three receiver. He wasn't going to jump Tyler Lockett, and he's not going to jump, you know, Godwin or Mike Evans on Tampa Bay.
I'm actually surprised Antonio Brown wanted to go to Tampa Bay just because of Bruce Arians, just to give you an idea how much he likes the Tom Brady thing,
right?
And that thought and playing with that group of guys. And it's going to be fun to watch. Like, I had two people come up to me yesterday. Like, how is that going to work out? Because it was official yesterday morning, Antonio Brown. I said, I don't know. It didn't work great in Cleveland. And I know Tampa Bay's got a lot more structure than Cleveland structure when they put those guys together with a first-time coach. And Bruce Arians got a pretty good reputation. Looks like guys like playing for him. And you got Tom Brady. You got Tom Brady, a quarterback. So, but man, this could be the most Pro Bowls, Super Bowls, All-Pro combination that you'd ever. I'd love to see the bio when you play Tampa Bay. They always have a bio on every player. They're gonna stuff it with five or six guys they have on offense now. It's like Tom Brady gets 20 pages, then they go to Gronk and Evans and. Right. Antonio Brown, it's like, my God, man.
We got to add a couple pages now for Antonio, right? I mean, he's not going to get a one-page flat there.
What's he, 6 or 7-time Pro Bowler? Right. His number since certain, I know he always tweets out because I follow him about his numbers from certain time are still the best or top two in the NFL in catches during a certain period of time. But, yeah, all of a sudden, man, Tampa Bay just got – yeah, must watch, man. That's got to be the Sunday night, Monday night, or 4 o'clock game the rest of the way. And
but
they're really good.
They basically were anyway, right? Because of the whole Brady show joining them,
yes.
And Gronk joining them. Now you're adding more. It's like it's basically the traveling all circus. That's what it is right now, Tampa Bay. Like, they're going to be at every stadium. If there were fans there, they'd go to. This would be the sellout team, right? This would be the team to go see. Tom Brady, Gronk, Antonio Brown, Leonard Fournette. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin.
So
are you kidding me?
If they're all healthy, and I know they haven't been, that's one of the reasons they said they made this move, but all of a sudden guys who are a little nicked up are going to get healthy real quickly because you give Antonio Brown your playing time, you may not get it back. That's just human nature. So if everybody's healthy, who's – like, you only got one football and it's – 2 or 3 wide receivers or 4 wide receivers, unless you just dump all your running backs and Gronk's got to play, I don't know how the hell you're going to play everybody.
I don't know. I think you said it right. Yesterday, there's only one football.
Well, I am sure they've talked about this. Like,
I hope so.
Put
right.
This group together, they had to explain to everybody, hey, listen, man, we got a lot of guys here used to getting 10-plus targets a game.
Right.
We don't have – We ain't going to throw it 90 times a game. So that's not – it will be fun to watch, though, man. It will be. And I saw somebody yesterday saying the Antonio Brown thing won't last, and I think it will. I really do. I don't think – what's he going to do? You going to leave this one? I mean, you're running out of as good as you are, and teams do need really good wide receivers, and I believe he's still really good. I think it works. You think it works out, right? You think he stays? Yes. Like, he's not going to do anything to get fired from this job.
No, he's back with Tom Brady. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. All right, hey, we got to go to break here, man. Got a lot more stuff we'll get to here this morning. Dan Craig, we'll talk about him. Some of you are going, Dan Craig? New coordinator? No, we'll tell you about him and where he might be going and where he was when we come back.
Five60 The Joe wants you to see a Dolphins game at Hard Rock Stadium, courtesy of Dade County Federal Credit Union. Dade County Federal Credit Union, the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. For more info, go to finscu.com. But if you want a chance to win those Dolphin tickets to a home game, maybe this week for Tua's debut, log on right now to WQAM.com, the home of the Miami Dolphins, AM560, FM96.5, HC2, The Joe, WQAM, and streaming on radio.com.
A lot of people. People are telling me a hot ticket right now to his first start in the NFL. Limited tickets, obviously, against the Rams at home. People want to see, and I agree, by the way, if you can, you want to see somebody throw it in person versus on TV. And I just think you get a much better feel for what it really looks like when you see. When I take people down on the side before the game, they watch guys throw it, and I'll hear this all the time. God, I didn't know his arm was so strong. You know, they're watching him warm up down where you're right next to it, right on the sideline. And I used to hear that about Ryan Tannehill all the time, like, wow, it doesn't look like that on TV. I go, yep, if you see it. I go, now watch the punter and the kicker. And they're kicking. They're going, man, I caught punts in high school. They never went that high. And, you know, it's just it's a lot different in person. So, anyway.
By the way, Joe, on StubHub right now, upper sideline, section 320, row 28, $95 a piece.
Really?
Yep. That's on StubHub right now.
Well, listen, I know I'm looking forward to it. Seeing no idea. Try to look at it, not read into what the Rams did to the Bears too much last night, because the Bears' offense is really struggling. But they got shut out. They did not score an offensive touchdown. They did have a defensive score in their 10 points, which the Bears always, every time you turn around, feels like the last few years, the Bears have a defensive touchdown, score. Right. And they got
Eddie Jackson, by the way, last night.
Yeah, oh, Eddie Jackson. Right, you know what, high school, come on, Eddie Jackson. I'm done with you. I'm
Booker
so
T.
done with you. Goodbye. I'm done. Mm. He's a Broward guy, man.
St. Thomas. Just my go-to for Broward.
How could you be with me all the time, man? And you still like
Boyd Anderson.
There you go. You got it from somebody.
No, just a guess. My go-to in Broward is St. Thomas. And the
you
go-to?
Never say Boyd Anderson. You're so full of crap. You just lied to me, man. You didn't know. Out of nowhere, you didn't go American Heritage
guessed.
Plantation.
No, I truly guess.
Yeah, right.
Like, I swear. Yeah. I swear to you.
The top truly schools, guessed. The go-to schools, you say Broward County for the pros right now.
It wouldn't be Boyd Anderson with my first choice, right?
That would. You go would be St. Thomas. You went St. Thomas.
It would be American Heritage next.
American Heritage Deerfield Beach would pop up
yeah,
probably right
Deerfield
away.
Deerfield Beach, right?
Anyway, hey, listen. A
couple schools I wouldn't mention. My own.
No, I mean, right. You got to be careful, man, because Western High School got two guys
know,
in the NFL
know,
right now. So you got to be careful. Hell, university schools got guys in the NFL.
Right.
Hell, I don't
right.
even know if they're going to have football anymore. So
and they didn't have football when I went to school, American Heritage. I mean, university school.
University, yeah. Well, listen, we've been all over the board here this morning. We didn't talk about Dan Craig. Dan Craig, heat assistant. Is pretty much taking a lateral job. Kind of weird to be the Clippers assistant. Honestly, I don't.
It's weird for him to take the same job somewhere else. That's what it is. Because so, he's been with this team since 2003.
No, no. He's been doing this, and he's worked his way up just like Spo. Went through the same.
He was a video intern 2003 for the Heat team. Right.
Same Spo. Took the same Spo trip to getting to be the head coach. Here's the thing I always wonder. Now, the Clippers might be, they have, you know, I mean, if they play together, and I don't know what happened at the end there where they looked so bad and just choked away late in games with all those great players. But, so he's going to the Clippers. Like, he wants to be a head coach, and his name's been up for a head coach a few times. He's had, you know, he's been doing this for a while. I just wonder, like, did he think he needed a fresh start? I mean, if it's stability, I would want stability. And Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley are stability. And if you keep having success, you got a better chance to get a head coaching job. If you're with the Heat, then with the Clippers.
Yeah, probably. But he just thought that he wasn't getting anything here. He wasn't moving up here, so he's got to go somewhere else. I don't know.
And it's
weird.
And my other thought, I know Pat Riley talked on Friday to the media and talked about let's run it back with basically same core of the team, same core of guys together, which I expected. And obviously now Pat Riley feels a little different about this team. And Eric Spoelstra loved it. I can see Spo going to Riley going, give me these guys again. I love this group. Maybe we're going to play some guys differently to keep them fresh, cut back on some minutes earlier. And I can just see the discussions taking place, adding one piece, maybe, you know, something they feel they need. But, I mean, they come back. They got to be one of the favorites now in the East after what they did. Bubble or no bubble. They got a really good team, and now they got confidence because they beat all the big guys. I don't care if it was in front of 20,000 or in front of your wife. They beat them all.
They beat them in a basketball game. It doesn't matter how that was played or where it was played or who was played in front of. They beat them in a series. They beat the number one team in the NBA in a series and really took down.
Beat the best record in the NBA.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was the Milwaukee Bucks had the best record going into the playoffs with the MVP on their team, and they handled them. They didn't beat them in a seven game on a last, you know, second buzzer beater. They handled the Bucks.
They beat the Celtics, did the same thing to the Celtics, who had a lot of people thought the core of their big three, and they beat them. So, look, I know Brooklyn's going to be interesting with Durant being fully healthy, and I expect he's going to be back and took extra time to get healthy. He's going to be – and listen, he could be the best player and top scorer very easily in the East, if not the NBA.
Right.
And nobody would be surprised. So they're going to have a good team. And then the other ones. But all of a sudden, man, once you beat all those teams in playoffs and not regular season – because the Heat had to hear this during the regular. Well, you beat them in the regular season, Milwaukee, but wait and see what happens in the playoffs. Well, and again, I know they weren't playing in Milwaukee, but they all had to play into the same situation, you know, same food, same people watching or not watching, and so they're a mentally tough team, and they. Dan Craig, I didn't quite get the move. There's got to be something else to it. I'm always like, why in the hell would you take, unless the money was like $800,000 more, because L.A. is friggin' expensive compared to Miami.
Yeah, but I can't even think that it would be a money situation with Dan Craig. I just don't understand what it could be because it was a lateral move. It would be a different story if he moved up. I mean, maybe he moved up on the bench. I don't know. Maybe he was sitting in the third seat on the bench for Spoelstra. Maybe he'll be sitting in the second seat. I don't know.
When Spo missed the games, he was the head coach.
So right, so then he's in the second seat. Right. That's why I don't understand the move. It was a weird kind of news breaker.
I don't know
yesterday.
If he got demoted, like if they say, "Hey Dan, you're still, but you're moving down. Like you're not sitting in one of the big chairs. You're sitting in the second row."
Right, right.
So I don't know, but it's kind of a weird one. A lot of lifers, man, with Spo and Riley right now. A lot of lifers running around there.
Well, you brought up the Heat and bringing all these guys back. Can they bring everyone back, run it back again with the same squad, and not hurt their chances on next year's offseason by signing guys back? You think you think that's in the mind of Pat Riley also?
Oh, of course.
Because you have to worry about the whale, right? You're still worried about that.
Riley still got a bigger picture, but.
But can you bring this team back the way it is? Because there are five or six guys.
Some guys going to have to.
Right.
I ain't paying Gorin $19 million a year.
You don't think that maybe someone else will offer that much?
What is he, 34, 35?
Yeah, it's probably, about that age.
So you got to decide. Some of those guys.
Gorin's 34, right?
I mean, 34 is when you start having those injuries like he has.
Right, right.
As good as he is. And I know they say, we want him back, and I get it. First of all, Butler loves playing with him, and he's really good. But next birthday's 35. Right. And that doesn't make you any younger. And Jay Crowder has said he'd like to be here, but he also got to look out for money.
Of course.
Must get paid.
Right, right.
So if somebody can step up and give you more years and more money, because it's all guaranteed. So you try to sell culture and winning and run it back. We'd love to have you, the way your style of play and everything. But there might be some guys leave because of lack of money. The interesting one is Gorin. How much money, what does Gorin get offered?
On the books last year for $19 million, now a free agent.
What would you give him?
Two-year, $30 million deal. Same thing you gave Iggy.
I don't know.
I mean, that's kind
that
of the going
rate.
Much.
That might be too much when I'm trying to, I got my eyes potentially set
but
and
you,
have a good idea on whether I can get that guy in Milwaukee.
Right,
or not.
Of course. That's what you got to worry about. That's why I don't think they're going to be able to bring everybody back.
Well, I'll tell you what. I tell you what we can bring back. We can bring back Hollywood's headlines because he's screaming right now. He goes, you're jumping into my time and I don't like it. Well, I just want to take a moment here and tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. I want to let you know it is truck month, and we got fantastic deals going on right now on Silverado trucks, all the different colors and styles and selections we have. I promise you, we have the truck that fits your lifestyle right now for what you need, whether it's family and working truck, full-time working truck, whatever it is. And we got, with truck month, we got great, great prices for you right now. Something you can afford every month on one of those big, beautiful, durable Silverado trucks that we have in the color and selection you're looking for. Man, I'll tell you what, Silverado trucks hard to beat, man. They all have that steel bed, all strong, strong trucks for you. And doesn't just stop with the Silverado trucks during truck month. How about all the Chevy Tahoes right now? That's also falling under the fantastic deals we have. Chevy Tahoes, the 20 and now 21s, looking better than ever. And all you big guys out there that need space and want to be safe and comfortable, that's what it's all about. Your Chevy Tahoes are so popular right now, man. So what are you waiting for? Suburbans, too. You want something for the family? What are you waiting for? Go check out Suburbans, Tahoes, Silverado trucks. Take them for a drive. Get a great deal, man. Fall in love today. All over Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. Take some test drives. You're going to fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealers today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us today?
All right, guys, very busy Tuesday here after a busy weekend. So jump right into this. Did you guys see what's going on with Ryan Garcia, the WBC silver lightweight title holder?
No.
Nope.
He is in a little bit of trouble here. The 22-year-old was caught cheating on his pregnant partner here. He was caught outside of the N10 restaurant in Los Angeles kissing a social media star named Malu Trevejo, who happens to have 8.5 million followers on Instagram and TikTok. She's actually a TikTok star. And they were spotted kissing outside of a restaurant here now. And the problem here is that he has the pregnant partner at home. He's also got another kid with another woman. He's 22. Wow. So the current pregnant.
Make that clear, Hollywood. He's 22. Right. He got a lot of crap going on for a 22-year-old.
Yeah,
man.
This guy's making his way through here. So the woman, while she's at home, seeing this on social media, is where she saw this. She goes ahead and sends out this. He tells me he's training hard for this fight, but IG shows me this. 7 weeks left till I give birth, and this piece of bleep Stay being disgusting, she went on to say.
He deserves that, right?
She went on to say, while he barely even sees Riley, his other daughter, with, and then tagged the other girl that he had other daughter with, says he's a horrible person.
That's the only thing that can bring them all together is when you're the piece of crap. They all have that in common. They're like, you're right. He's a piece of crap. I didn't believe it when I took him from you.
Social media piling on. That's
what the hell are you doing, a TikTok woman?
This guy's 22 years old. He's got two women with kids. Well, one about to have a kid. He's out cheating. I mean, my God. Guy's written the whole like Joe Rose life story, and the guy's like 22.
Right.
Thought I had a little dysfunction as a young man. That's pretty good. It runs right there with me.
Moral of the story: keep it in your pants.
Well, I just like that he said he told the.
I don't know, Zach. I'm gonna leave that alone.
Well, he told the partner he was out training for a fight, so I don't know. Right. You know, the whole women weak in legs thing from Rocky.
Right.
I'm just glad I was that age in the 80s when there was.
No social media.
No TikTok stars.
No TikTokers.
Yeah, you could do that without getting caught. You missed the good old days. All right. Hayden Hurst yesterday had his car broken into and had his team iPad stolen out of his car. Of course, the Falcons, another miserable loss. And this just adding to it here, had his car parked in his girl's driveway and just had the window smashed. I got the whole thing on video, by the way. They smashed the window, stole his backpack, his Beats headphones, a notebook that was in there, and of course,
by the way,
Falcons iPad.
So I parked one day at the tennis courts, and a police officer left me a note on the car with his card. And I was like, this is kind of weird. Like, you can park anywhere at Central Park. And it was like, just looked in your car. I don't know why, but anyway, saw that you had all this stuff. You're lucky somebody didn't break. You know, it was just, he was right. And it was a great reminder, man, for me. Like, you can't leave any of that stuff on your car, no matter where you are. What are you doing? That's what they're looking for. Laptop? Headphones? Mm-hmm. Come on.
Right. Gotta be smarter than that, Joe.
All right, and then one more sports thing for you here, guys. We have the Fox Bet Super 6, where you can pick six games on the Fox Bet site, and if you pick all six, you win your share of $1 million.
Is this the Terry Bradshaw? You can get Terry Bradshaw's money?
That's
right.
Exactly
it
is. It's the Terry Bradshaw one. Oh. So basically, you had three women here that were in the finals, the last game, the Sunday night football game, and had a chance, the three women, to share the $1 million prize. It was Gloria, a retired grandmother who lives in Atlanta, Kim, a nurse from Ohio, and Sherry, also a retired grandma who lives in Nevada. So I guess
The women.
Everyone's betting on sports these days, but it does say all three women were first-time players. Now, all they had to do was win the Seahawks game. And, of course, Seattle led the entire game late in the fourth.
And actually, they won it in a stinking holding call as that big freak ran down the sideline, man. Darn it.
Now, Fox was nice enough to offer them $10,000 apiece as a consolation prize, but I'm sure the $333,000 would have been better.
They ain't turning that $10,000 down.
No, but that still stings.
Yeah. You had it in your hands, man.
You want to kill that guy that was holding.
Yes, correct. This is when you hold a grudge for a very long time after that.
How about watching that big freak run down the sideline in that play, too?
Right.
He's ridiculous.
Right. Could have saved it for you, right?
I actually had one more sports thing for you guys here. I'm trying to get through these quickly today. But we had Dallas Cowboys coach Mike Nolan. Did you see what happened to him on his defensive coordinator on his Zoom call? Got a little hot sauce in the eye there.
Happened to me before.
Yeah, went to rub his eye. I'm not surprised, Zach. Yeah.
I have never seen that happen. Like, not only is his defense really struggling.
Right.
I've known Mike a long, long time, and now that poor guy goes to rub his eye and has hot sauce on his finger. And
it hurts,
guys,
man.
You've had that happen, Zach?
Yes, I've been at a wing place, and I go to wash my hands, and, like, there's still a little sauce on there, and I rub my eye a little bit, and literally I thought my eye was on fire.
Zach is a leave no sauce behind kind of guy. He licks it all off the fingers.
Everything. Especially hot sauce like that.
I'd love to keep making fun of you guys. You got to keep moving here. You remember Billy McFarlane from the Fire Festival?
No.
I know the characters.
All right, anyway, he's the guy. He's the guy who made Fire Festival, the whole concert, and ended up going to prison for it. You guys don't remember all the documentaries and everything?
Oh, that guy. Yeah,
right. Okay.
So anyway, he decided he would start a podcast from prison where he currently lives. God. And the podcast was titled Dumpster Fire. Fire spelled F-Y-R-E like the concert. Well, there's no podcasting in prison, guys, because now he is facing up to 90 days in solitary confinement.
Oh, I hope his first guest was Ja Rule.
What do they call that? The hole, right? They just throw you in there. And
I don't know, and I hope I never know.
You don't podcasting watch enough, like, shows where people get put in jail that you wouldn't know what it's called, Joe.
Yeah, I do. I don't know what they call it.
We're getting there, Joe, but I got a new show coming up for you that I think you're going to really like. But we got to get to this first, though. Adam Sandler is going to be heading to space here with the director of Chernobyl. Remember Chernobyl, the show from HBO?
Yeah.
So Adam Sandler's new role will follow an astronaut, which would be Sandler, sent to the edge of the galaxy to collect mysterious ancient dust. He soon finds his earthly life falling to pieces, and he turns to the only voice who can help him try to put it back together. It just so happens to belong to a creature from the beginning of time lurking in the shadows of the ship.
Wow.
Is this where Sandler's going now?
It sounds horrific, but I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful.
Well, anything with Adam Sandler, you're going to watch. We know that you have an obsession with
him. I have not seen Hubie Halloween. I've heard that's just horrific.
Not yet. You haven't seen it yet.
Listen,
some of the Sandler
down,
was a half a pass on.
He doesn't care if you're ripping his stuff. As long as he's getting paid.
Oh, yeah, if they're paying, he's playing. Is that what you were going for there, Joe?
Right. What else you got, Wood?
All right, Joe. NYPD's Notorious Mob Cops saga is becoming a major true crime TV series.
Ooh.
The stories of Notorious Mob Cops Stephen Caracappa and Louis Eppolito, the NYPD detectives who secretly moonlighted as mafia hitmen, is heading to television as a true crime series.
Back in the 70s and maybe into the 80s, or?
Sure.
If that's the case.
And it's going to be.
Joe Knox probably know them, yeah.
I don't know if that sounded like a question.
No, because I just got watching that they just had something on New York Families that came out recently that I watched.
It's based on a 2003 book, Friends of the Family, the inside story of the mafia cops case. And Joe, I know you don't know how to read, but the show is in production now. And the director is the guy from Boardwalk Empire and also the executive producer of The Sopranos, Terrence Winter.
Wow.
Home run there.
Wow.
Home run.
Yeah.
All right, Woody. Listen, man, good stuff. You got a shot in there, too.
I didn't get a shot. And Joe, I even have one more for you here, Joe.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. I thought you were done.
Yeah, stop taking this time, Joe.
Yeah. Well, this one's for you, Joe. I know you wanted to wish Ron Rivera the best here. We did on Twitter yesterday as he pretty cool scene as he had his last treatment yesterday, and everyone was cheering for him as he left the hospital. So Ron Rivera, very likable guy. We met him. I know, Joe, you know him, but we met him at the Super Bowl. He was really nice.
Nice guy. Yeah.
Good
nice
man.
Guy.
Good dude, man.
By the way, anyone who's got someone in their family, which I'm sure everyone does at this point, that has that cancer and has dealt with cancer and done all the treatments, there really is nothing better than watching them ring that bell at the end. That could be the best moment you had in months.
That's that kind of brings it all back to worrying about winning games and getting something turned around and all the stuff of being a coach to, like, your life is still more important than your friggin' job. You're right. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we got Michael Lombardi going to join us coming up here in a couple of minutes. We're going to go around the National Football League. Man, there is plenty of stuff going on. How's that Belichick-Brady thing everybody said they were going to watch? Who's so far? So now is it going to be like, well, it was about Brady, not Belichick. Are we going to do that? Or are we just saying Tom Brady was smart because he got his ass out of there knowing doesn't matter who's quarterback in this group, you can't win. Anyway, we'll have all that. Zach, what do you got for us this morning?
Well, I could tell you about Diamonds Direct. I could tell you about the great things they're doing there. I could tell you about the great, fantastic showroom they have there because they have all that there. I've been telling you for a while now about it, and I'm not sure why you haven't checked it out yet, to be honest with you. Over the summer, something wonderful happened down here in South Florida. Diamonds Direct arrived here, giving you access to the most extensive selection of fine diamonds in the entire country. We're talking real, rare, precious diamonds from 1 to 20 carats, every shape, all hand-picked for maximum brilliance, all under one roof. We've needed a place like this in South Florida forever, and we got one. It's a diamond powerhouse, direct importer pricing, no no middleman markups, all in a gorgeous, luxurious showroom in Boca behind the Town Center Mall. Engagement rings galore, thousands to choose from all the top designers. And when you go in there, ask them about the free warranty for life on any purchase. Ask them about the 110% diamond upgrade guarantee. Ask them about the Diamonds Direct, the 60-plus year history with worldwide connections and buying power that no other store has. Those are just some of the questions you can go in there and ask. Talk to the great people in there. The customer service is truly out of this world. Diamonds Direct, redefining jewelry retailing here, and you are going to absolutely love it. You're going to be amazed. Everything I'm saying is true, and then some, at Diamonds Direct in Boca. Check them out. Diamonds Direct, a stunning new showroom in Boca behind the Town Center Mall. This is South Florida's direct diamond importer. Diamonds Direct, you're going to love it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.